Well, let's go to Dial-A-Doc here today. It is a Tuesday. What do? We do Dial-A-Doc. And joining us here today is team leader of cardiac services at FHN. Diane Bardell is back with us again today. Hey, Diane, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Hey, it's National Heart Month, and we always talk about this, the cardiovascular system. It does include, apparently, more than just our hearts. So what is included in that term, and why is it important to keep the whole system going? Tell us about it.
Okay, so the cardiovascular system consists of the heart and the blood vessels that deliver oxygen and nutrients to the tissues, and it carries blood from the heart to the rest of the body, and the veins carry blood back to the heart. So it's really important that we take care of our heart because it kind of takes care of our whole body.
And what is a coronary artery disease? Talk about that during February Heart Month, and what are its symptoms?
Okay, coronary artery disease is a common term for the build of a plaque in the arteries that could lead to a heart attack. And some of the symptoms is an uncomfortable pressure or squeezing or fullness or pain in the center of your chest that lasts more than a few minutes. Or sometimes it'll come with exertion, and then when you rest, it goes away. It can be pain in one or both arms, the back, the neck, the jaw, the stomach, could be shortness of breath. Other signs, you might break out in a cold sweat, nausea, lightheadedness. Sometimes men and women have the same symptoms, but sometimes women's most common heart attack symptom is chest pain or discomfort. Women are more likely than men to experience some of the other symptoms too, particularly shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or back and jaw pain.
Diane, is what you're describing here, is that the same as a heart attack? And if not, what is a heart attack?
So symptoms can be the same, but if you're having a heart attack, those symptoms don't go away until you seek treatment. So they can be the same, but it will not go away if you're having a heart attack.
So give us some of the important things that you should immediately do if you or someone is thinking that they're having a heart attack. Tell us about that.
They should call 911. Time is of the essence. So the most important thing is to get in and get it treated and get that blockage open so that you don't have a heart attack.
I've heard this. Is this true that one of the most common symptom of a heart attack result is a death? Is that true?
So while heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women, early treatment can save lives and prevent a heart attack. So recognizing those symptoms and getting in and getting early treatment is the best way to prevent a fatal heart attack. And making positive changes in your lifestyle can make all the difference.
All right. Now I know you, every time we talk, you lecture me. It's like you're looking at me. Give me the advice. Help me reduce the chances of developing coronary artery disease or heart problems. Give me the lecture.
Well, of course, taking care of our bodies and getting out and exercising, and the more we do, the more we can do. So just getting out and being as active as you can and making the best choices in our diet. So, you know, other things we can do is annual checkups with your primary care provider, being more active, starting an exercise program. If anyone smokes, all my 44 years of nursing, smoking does the most damage. To both lungs and heart. I don't think people think of it as to the heart, but it does do damage to the heart. Taking any prescribed medications, eating a heart-healthy diet, which includes a low-sodium diet, can also help prevent heart disease.
So I don't smoke.
Right? That's good.
Yeah, okay. Potato chips? Potato chips and
well,
dip?
Well, they're high in salt. And they probably don't have very healthy. I could give you my whole salt talk too, but we won't go into that today.
fried shrimp Friday night.
Anything fried is usually not good. No.
Okay. I knew the answer.
Anytime you eat out is usually not good.
I hear you. All right. So now, Diane, tell me the types of treatments and procedures that that your patients can undergo at FHN's Judy and Virgil Bacher Cardiovascular Center at FHN Memorial Hospital.
So we do angiograms, which is where they go in and look to see if there's blockages. And then we do have Dr. Killaroo as our interventionalist, and he can place stents. We also do pacemakers. We do any testing of the heart, like a stress test, echocardiograms to look at the functioning of the heart. And then we also do peripheral angiograms where they look at the blockages to the legs, which sometimes if people have heart disease and if they smoke, they can have blockages to their legs too. And we also do those too.
What type of preventative tests or procedures do you offer there at FHN?
So the stress test is one, and we are offering the February special. I know we're a few days late, but we are going to offer the February special for the standard stress test and the calcium scoring that also looks at whether you have a possibility of blockages to your heart.
And how can folks, potential patients, arrange for elective cardiological procedures there, cardiological, at FFHN?
So if you're having problems or you have risk factors, you should call your primary doctor and you should get it scheduled through them. Our heart specials, you can go to www.fhn.org, or you can call our central scheduling department at 815-599-6860. But if you have any concerns, like high risk factors would be like high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, you can talk to your primary caregiver and they can set you up with something.
All right. So you'd recommend, which I've ranted and raved about this, the no-salt saltines. It's like, what? That's what you no salt? Wait, it's right in the name. No-salt saltines? What's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Funny.
All right. Okay, sounds good. Diane, it's always great to talk to you. Great information.
It's good to talk to you, too.
All right, we'll
All
talk
right,
again.
Thanks a lot.
All right, there we go.
Uh-huh.
That's Diane Bardell, team leader of cardiac services at FHN.